And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Alba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Rapier. And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill.
Your team sucks.
He's the subless guy that a lot of people sometimes just don't like, but he's got to bring down the hammer because you people just try to break the rules left and right. It is not his fault. Ladies and gentlemen, Travis is here. Hi, Travis.
Hi, everybody.
Travis, what's so important that's on your phone? Oh, you're looking at the scores. I can't give you
scores. I got the scores here.
And then a guy with a very fantastic beard. He's very knowledgeable on football. Jeff Kroll is here again.
That was a much nicer intro than Travis got. I like that.
It's funny. Well, because people
They don't have a reason to dislike me the way they would Travis. I get that.
Well, right. You're not directly telling them.
I'm not the bad cop.
You're directly telling them they can't break rules.
100%.
We'll get into that at some point, too.
Tried to make you the bad cop like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
Rained out.
Godspeed. Yeah, that's right. God was like, you know
that's
what?
Right.
Jeff Kroll can't be the bad guy. We're just going to rain it right
Couldn't
out.
Couldn't agree more.
It's amazing. And then, of course, Valerie, hello. The queen of the TSL.
Hello.
She's here. She turned down Carrabba's because Topper lied about going out to dinner because everywhere's closed out in San Juan.
Apparently, I just didn't assume every place was gonna be closed.
Every place? Did you check more than one place?
I did.
Okay, I'm just checking.
We have a new fancy restaurant in San Juan.
So you have a fancy restaurant now.
Teclas is called. Very nice. I don't know if we would have been able to go there best. You know, based on Travis's pajamas.
He has a change of clothes in the car. Yeah. We're supposed to go to Carrabba's.
He has emergency jeans.
Well, you got pizza out of the deal.
We did get pizza.
Did Canada go back down on lockdown? Is that what happened, Topper?
It's looking that way. There's not many options out here, but the three that we did are all closed on Monday nights.
Huh, no shit. You sure we didn't go out after a show recently to Woodcock? I don't know.
We did.
But I don't think it was out. I thought it was a Monday. It doesn't matter.
I had to get COVID tested to come out into Canada right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you passed. If you didn't, it doesn't matter. We probably all have it anyway. So, the playoffs happened. They were exciting. They were fun. They were a little different because, as we'll get into, there weren't a whole bunch of crazy upsets. Things kind of went chalk a little bit. The weather was not too shabby, right? Like, it wasn't like it was the week before where we were just, the fields were underwater.
It was pretty good football weather, I think. Yeah. I don't think anyone complained.
No, I mean, people complain. That's just what
they
do.
JJ complained.
But
nobody noteworthy complained.
That's fair.
I think 8 degrees would have been a huge difference, but
probably, yeah. Well, it would have made big differences all over the place. So lots of wins, lots of losses, whatever. We can just get right into it and talk about it as we go. So, Val, you get to read the scores because that's just how the rules work. You tell us what happened at 10 o'clock.
All right. Sticky Bandits beat Slop Kebabs 28-24. Tight Ends in Motion beat Losing Streak 46-29. And Let Us Win beat Wasted Potential 27-18.
Well, I mean, Jeff, we'll obviously get to you in a second here, but like, shout out to Let Us Win with the pretty much the biggest upset of the day. They come in and they beat Wasted Potential, who was playing very, very well. They'd only lost to Spinelli's, I believe. I think there was one other weird one in there, too. They might have lost to you guys, actually, early on in the season. But
yeah, I think when they didn't have all their people, yeah. Yep.
Right, so really big surprise there, since Let Us Win looked pretty lost for most of the season, but they made it. Everybody makes playoffs, and they played when it counted. So shout out to them. But
maybe the next pocket right there.
I guess we'll see next week, huh? And then, Jeff, Sticky Bandits 28, Slop Kebabs 24. Tell me about it, bub.
Pretty exciting, right? So we were talking before the podcast about, what are the big upsets? What even constitutes an upset? So this was like a 4 seed playing a 5 seed. Nice. I don't really view this as like an upset. I mean, these were two teams that, you know, if we played 100 times, they might win 50, we might win 50.
Okay.
We had a close game earlier this session when both teams were kind of at full strength. They beat us on like a botched extra point. So like we knew it was going to be a close one, and it was. I think our team kind of is gelling at the right time. Our offense looked really good. Our defense was really coming together and making plays. Just a really exciting day.
Were you guys missing anybody?
We're missing anybody. We're missing Meg McInerney. She was gone at like a cheerleading competition or something.
Okay.
And then everybody else, she's not cheerleading herself. She's a coach of a cheerleeding team, so I should say
nice
that.
Face veil.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
What?
Well, that's what she was doing. I mean, she was a professional cheerleader also with the Jills at one point, so I guess it's possible. But yeah, everybody was there. We usually get pretty good attendance for playoffs, and frankly, Ben's team had great attendance also. So it was both teams at full strength, and we just outlasted them a little bit.
Did Ben have good attendance? Because I heard that two girls...
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. His guys had great attendance. His guys were there.
I played, so
Val played. So their female attendance, they had... I don't know her last name. It's Emily something or other. If you don't know who she is yet, you should watch one of her games. She's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Do we know her last name?
No. I mean,
Emily from their team?
Emily from Slobka Bombs, yeah.
Look this up.
Oh, Topper the Stat Man is going
to
look it up.
He needs to look
so it up. So 10 minutes from now, he'll get back to us on that. But Emily is phenomenal, but they're missing all of their other girls.
Gowlick.
Is that how you say it? All right. Yeah, so she was... Look at Travis. He has one job, Travis. You got to let him keep it. I know.
You took it from him.
Don't do that to Topper. Don't do that to Topper.
What is Buffalo News saying right now?
That's where he was looking, yeah.
So that's a little slow up here.
Yeah, I know. I guess they had some girl issues like at 9:45. They got some less than ideal replacements, and what are you going to do?
I wouldn't say less than ideal. Come on, Val's great. Yeah. But no, I mean, Val obviously played also. I don't think she'd disagree. It was a really good game. Came down to the end, and we had to score. I think it was like fifth down or something at the end. We had a 5-point lead. So a guy touchdown would have made it a 2-score game. We got it. I think it was Kevin Zach. It's always Kevin Zach.
It was.
Wide open.
Was
that the one?
I love Adam. I'm gonna brief pause.
Oh, please.
Adam, during the middle of the game, Vale tells me this story. Adam goes, hey, Vale, let me get one real quick.
He tried to take me off the field and go in for me, and I was like, Adam, you can't do that. You can't go in for a girl. We need two out here. And he's like, oh, yeah.
I like to, yeah.
Wanted to play five guys, one girl.
I like where he was going with it.
I like the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Yes, that last play, I was right there in the end zone for it. Kevin Zach, I mean, the guy's 50 years old, low center of gravity, which that field plays to it.
Sorry.
Turning 50 in a couple weeks.
That field plays to his advantage in the slipperiness because he's got that low 100%. Center of gravity. You guys bunched. He made a quick instep, immediately went outside. Adam just kind of got put on roller skates. And
mud. It was actually mud.
Well, yeah. Roll okay. Mud. Whatever. Kevin Zach scored. Easy touchdown.
Yep.
Wide open.
Yep.
Adam tried to go to the refs and be like, oh, he pushed off. Mm-hmm. There was three of us in the end zone. We're like, we didn't see any contact at all.
Not at all.
No, not even close.
Clean a play as you'll find. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, Kevin will do that to some guys, especially in wet weather when you don't have great footing. And
exactly. That's where he's going to thrive. Yeah.
That's great.
But that sealed the game for you guys because that put
us up by 11.
2-minute warning, right?
Yep, 2-minute warning. We didn't try for the extra point because we didn't want to risk the pick coming back.
Yeah.
And then they did score on the last drive, but we were kind of in that, nobody get hurt defense. Exactly, So
we got a game to play next week.
Yeah, right. Shit. Yep.
That's cool. So tight ends took on losing streak in the other game at 10 o'clock. Is this like game five of their series this year? Because didn't losing streak win the first two and then tight ends won two?
No, I think this is four. So... Losing streak won the first two games when tight ends was shorthanded.
Right.
They played again, and I think it was the last week of the season, maybe, when tight ends actually had more of their people. Tight ends won that game. And then this was, I think, the second week in a row, so the fourth matchup of the season for them.
They have everybody this time? They must have. They scored
tight ends had everybody this time, I believe.
Was losing streak missing people?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm assuming they had their team, but I was playing, so I'm the last one.
I saw Amy Taylor. Amy Taylor's on their team, right?
And Riley, yeah.
And Amy and Riley and Anna.
Yeah, no, they had all their girls.
Okay.
I saw John.
Guy-wise, I didn't see Ant.
Yeah, I don't know if Ant comes every week
or
if he's just like a guy that they call when they're missing somebody.
Guy.
Was Joe there? Joe Robeson?
Joe Robeson was there.
Okay.
John was there.
Oh, yeah. So they had
Chris was
enough
there.
Of the team. Ralph I talked to, so I know he was there.
Yeah, Ralph was there.
They had solid showing.
So they're, exactly. So their first foray into D1 didn't end the way they wanted it to, but at least they did it. And hopefully they stick around and figure it out a little bit more and whatever. We'll see what happens next season.
And I know that Jordan mentioned that his team wasn't going to be able to show up next week anyway, so it was kind of like, you know, win or lose, that was going to be the end of the session for them. That's what he told me anyway.
Losing streak won 38-24. They won 30-20, and then that last matchup, they lost 34-20.
You really taking more Topper stats?
That was the regular season.
Oh, I already went there, and I'm like, you guys went through that already.
let him have his newspaper over there.
All right, fair enough. So there were only three games to talk about, so let's move on to 11.
Did anyone see the wasted potential lettuce win game?
Not at all.
No.
I talked to Jay. Jay said
he threw like five picks.
Just didn't go well. They started five people. They were missing Britt, their best girl,
right,
to start the game. and it just seemed like they weren't able to get back on track once, you know.
Jay said that there was one guy on Let Us Win who's basically like, he should be like an NFL tight end. I don't know who it is, but either way, they really, they said they basically used him the way that he should be used, and he was just literally a monster out there, and that really helped. But five picks and a really good player will help turn the tide in the D5 game, and we saw it there, and that's really cool. So, and it, that's it. Now let's go to 11.
Okay. I lost my thing, so okay. A&A beat Bullet Club 48-41. Top Shot beat Past Our Prime 30-19. Scared Hitless got the win over the Notorious B&B 16-7. And XTC beat When Doves Cry. When Dove Cries.
Get it right.
37-26.
I love it. Patrick, we're going to start with you here.
Yeah.
Because you're not really saying too much and you're checking the news and we don't like that.
I'm just kidding.
XTC 37, Team Topper 26. What happened, bub?
Well, we went down 23 or 24 nothing to start the game.
Oh, that's because of you?
It sounds like he wasn't thriving. We'll put it that way.
It wasn't his best work.
How many picks?
I threw one at the last drive of the game, I think.
Oh, but nothing when you guys were down 24 nothing.
No.
You guys just didn't move the ball.
Just couldn't figure it out.
We just couldn't score. Then we came back and we were up 26-23 or whatever.
Oh, no shit. That's cool.
So, and then we lost 37-26.
Yeah, that seems to be what happened there.
Yeah.
All right. That's
cool. So, I mean, no, it was fun. I mean, it's always fun to play those guys. You know,
absolutely.
You know everyone on XTC, so.
I was looking at...
Even Rogo.
Right. I was looking at schedules and stuff before a couple weeks ago, and XTC, I noticed, like, lost a lot of close games, actually, along the way.
Yeah.
So even though the record wasn't, like, the best, they could have easily been, like, a top three seed if, you know, like, three bounces go their way. So
their
that's not really...
Plus differential was a minus one.
Really?
It's tough to do.
Plus
and they had a losing record, right?
And they had a losing record.
Yeah, so...
Three and six.
3-6 doesn't feel right, but it doesn't matter. They're on the way to the playoffs. They're the only technical lower seed that won in D2, which usually you see one or two more upsets, but not this time around. A&A 48, Bullet Club 41. Travis, you want to tell me about the game that I was a part of?
You guys couldn't stop us?
No, we couldn't. Well, that's not true.
We had, well, we scored a lot of girl touchdowns.
Yeah, you guys really did, including the one that Scotty threw to start off the game.
Yes.
Three plays.
Yeah.
Pick 8 will definitely help the game go your way.
Yeah. Really?
So, yeah. So, literally, second play,
yeah.
I think.
Second or third.
So, you know, you get a pick 8 to start the game, so you don't start with the ball, but you get a girl touchdown in the second play. And then we kept getting girl touchdowns, and, you know, I think there was only one possession we didn't score, which the pick at the end of the game where kind of hit me in the hands. And
you guys were doing your bullshit, like, fucking reversal pitch plays, and Todd picked it up.
But. Yeah, but, no, I think our girls were the difference maker in the game.
Oh, it had to be. You guys, the one play that, like, Casey just ran, you guys faked the pitch and bombed it. Like, there were some really good plays there. We were down, were we ever down 3 scores? Or was it just 2?
No, I think you guys were just down 2, but...
Because I remember we were down, and that was the
play. Well, you were down, so I don't know if it was exactly 3. It was right around 20. What was the final score? 48-41?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
You guys were down probably 18 then.
That had to be what it was.
You got... We turned the ball over with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left.
Right.
You guys got a girl touchdown, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the 2-point conversion...
Yep.
So for 10, obviously, and then you won by 7. So it was a 17-point game.
Yeah, because I remember we got it within 2 scores, and that was the next drive was the one where, like, Zach had the pick, and then he just dropped it, and you guys ended up scoring, and that's where I was like, that won't come back to bite us in the ass at all. So you guys scored, and then then we went down and scored. Then the drive was where we got the quick pick on the first play from Todd and scored again. And then actually on the first play of the next drive, Maddie threw it to Jay, and he bobbled it, and Todd almost picked it off again.
Yeah, that was I was very upset after that play. It was the 2-minute warning. I literally told Maddie, so in this league, to get the ball back, you need all 3 timeouts, and you need the offense to run a play before the 2-minute warning.
Yes.
We had the ball at the 2-minute warning. You guys had 3 timeouts, but we had to run a play. So the game was over.
Right.
I said, Maddie, take the snap, take the 6 seconds, throw it over somebody's head out of bounds, a girl's head.
Mm-hmm.
Get a girl play out of their way. Very first play, he throws it to JJ, bobbles it, and it's almost picked.
Like, Todd's fingertips were on it. It was almost the same exact play of where we picked it off of Travis Sands' play before. It
was
really
right there, and it was a 7-point game. All of a sudden, they're in position to win the game. So, well, we played smart after that. And Right. Didn't allow that.
Take the ball out of Matty's hands at that point.
Yeah, it's like,
that's exactly what happened. Yeah. He was literally just throwing it into the parking lot. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was close. But, I mean, it's hard to beat A&A. You guys are a good team, especially when all of you are rotating the way you were. So, that's all I can really do there. Does anybody know what happened in the...
Well, sorry, wrong app.
Travis is playing music for reasons.
Bored of our conversation, maybe.
Don't you worry, child. So Top Shot beat Past Our Prime 30-19. I don't want to say I was shocked at this, but while our game was playing, it seemed like every time I looked at the field, Past Our Prime was celebrating. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, same. It was a lot louder over there than I was expecting.
I was expecting to hear, like, Top Shot blew it or, like, Past Our Prime was close. But, I mean...
Especially after what happened last year.
Yeah.
They went into the playoffs and they were dominating everybody, and then they got blown out. And I think I saw Dylan throw, like, two picks on the first two possessions, or maybe they were only conversions. I just saw picks and, like you said, celebration, right?
Right. So from the look of things, it looked like it wasn't going Top Shot's way, but it looks like they have this game pretty much in hand.
I saw very little of the game, but I did see one play where Dylan tossed up a deep shot. I don't know if anybody else saw this because you were all playing, but Dylan tossed up a deep ball, and I think it was a little bit underthrown, but Adrian actually made a nice play to come back to it, bobble it a bit, but he did catch it at like the 1 yard line, and then I'm sure they scored to a girl right after that. Yeah, so, I mean, that was a great play.
Not a surprise there. Top Shot moves on. Scared Hitless, they're still in it. They took on Notorious B&B in a very low-scoring effort, 16-7. How much of this did you watch? Because it's like all your friends.
Yeah, I watched a decent amount of it. So it's funny, 16-7 is the final. I think there was a score like right in the last minute, too.
There was. Yeah,
so it was 8-7.
It was 8-7.
Yeah, it was 8-7 for most of the game, and it was just a defensive struggle.
Was running the ball?
No, it sounds like it was defensive. Like, the defense was great.
Yeah, but I guess that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. Was defense was dominating. Offense was struggling.
Constant interceptions, or just nobody could get in the end zone?
No, I mean, there were opportunities. Like, I saw like a few like six-down plays that were broken up. Like, all of the celebrations seemed like they were defensive celebrations.
So Scared Hitless won, obviously.
Scared Hitless won, yeah.
Did, from your vantage point watching the game, did it look like Scared Hitless was in control the whole time?
No.
Okay, because I had just a quick conversation with Brandon Farr.
Yeah.
And he basically said, I said, oh, man, you're hanging your head. Did you guys lose? Because I didn't know what happened. And he goes,
right.
He said it was sloppy. It was ugly. He said it was only 8-7 until the last possession.
Yep.
And he said, we got it done. But it seemed like he used the term sloppy. Like, he just thought they played sloppy, so I didn't know if, like, B&B just played well or if they both played sloppy.
No, I get the sense that whoever won that game was going to be a little bit discouraged by their performance on Saturday.
But a win's a win.
A win's a win. You're moving on, right?
Last year, D2, there was one
high seed. One high seed won last year. It was losing streak. And then all the other underdogs won the first round. That's crazy. Yeah.
So, shout out to them for continuing what's actually a pretty good season, considering they were trying to move back down to D3.
Oh, yeah.
I think it worked out great for them. I'm really glad that they had such a good season.
They finished third, tied with two losses, I think, right? So
exactly.
Yeah.
To just the two teams that finished above them.
Yeah. Yep. Like,
I mean,
that's
what
it.
Are you gonna do? So that's pretty cool. So D2 is gonna be pretty fun next Saturday for sure.
Can't wait for FTC.
I bet you can't. let's go on to the 12 o'clock games though.
So at 12 o'clock, Gray Hair Don't Care beat Cobblestone 54-29. The Angels beat Last Dance 59-36. Fourth and Dong beat the Untouchables 36-12. And Frodo Swaggins beat Freeballers 43-26.
Okay, one semi-standout score here with 4th and Dong upsetting the Untouchables 36-12 after the Untouchables had spent most of the season just putting up points, playing very well. Does anybody know?
Though, right?
Well, that's
no.
They didn't.
No. They said they were shorthanded, but they had pretty much their whole team there.
Dombrowski, I think the captain.
Yeah.
I saw Matt Helm. I saw Melanie.
Yeah.
You might be the only person that knows more than one person on this team that isn't Jeremy Burr or Mel.
I would agree. I don't.
They had enough guys.
Bills game a couple weeks ago. That's what
they had enough guys. The bottom line was this. 4th and Dong used the tall guy, the cousin. Tall cousin. Tall cousin made plays. I think he had 2 jump ball touchdowns on 6th down.
Okay.
And they rushed Austin, and I haven't watched enough of Untouchables games this year.
Right.
So I don't know if people have rushed men against
Burr.
But I feel like every time I saw Burr play this year, he would just scramble and he had a girl rushing him.
All right.
Austin really gave Burr problems. And I talked to Scott after the game, and he's like, Burr's going to be offended, but he's like, Burr can't throw the ball over 10 yards. And with Austin pressuring him,
that's fun.
I mean, Burr could not get it done. He was not making a quick read because everything all year was scramble, right?
Right.
He shows up to next week, though, and throws it across the field just to show you that he can.
Naturally. So, good win for Fourth and Dong. They're moving on. The only upset of the day. Gray Hair Don't Care took on Cobblestone, and Gray Hair with the offensive explosion, honestly. They've been routinely putting up like high points in the high 20s and just winning, and this time they just, I think they doubled their offensive average from like the regular season, it feels like. I don't know if like Cobblestone, I know they were kind of like looking for subs at some point too.
They didn't have Sam.
Yeah, she
but they had a girl that was really good.
That was their own doing, but guys, Daryl's car got stolen on Thursday. I
can't believe
it's found. It's
Daryl's car got stolen on Thursday. Yeah. Unbelievable.
They know they have Daryl's car.
Yeah. They don't know how much it's worth.
So apparently the reason why they didn't request the sub is because Daryl's car got stolen on Thursday. They knew about the sub issue on Monday.
Yeah.
So
that's what happens. So whatever. One seed beats an eight seed. It's not world shocking. It is what it is there. Then Frodo took on the Free Ballers, and I mean, does anybody know anything about what happened here? Because I don't, but...
Well, I was talking to Garrett, and I think Emily was there, and Garrett just said they played really good, and Emily said they played really bad, so...
Well, that's all you really need. Free Ballers played bad. Yeah.
That's what we're brought to you by.
Diddle-doom. That's just what it is. It's fine, but Free Ballers had a pretty good season. It just didn't work. It wasn't as good as last season, and it is what it is. What are going to do? But the Angels put up 59 points. They beat the crap out of Last Dance. Val, tell me what happened.
So, the Last Dance had Ricky throwing for them.
Yeah, hold on. I think Topper said this. I thought we traded him to Atlanta.
We did.
What happened?
Came back for so this.
Just to like say, fuck you, Newman, you don't get to throw?
Yes.
Spectacular.
Yeah, so, I guess, Garbias texted Newman and said that they didn't need him.
Friday night.
Wow, fucked.
Newman,
that's
so
weird.
Talking to Newman yesterday, he said Friday night he got a long paragraph from Garbaz saying,
apologizing
like,
with
hey,
tears.
Thanks for the season. You did great, but we're going to roll with Ricky tomorrow.
Wow. What? Did they invite him to come watch?
Oh, my goodness. That would have been funny, too.
Well, was Newman on their team, or was he just subbing?
No, he was on their team.
Yeah.
They added him. He wasn't on a roster, so they added him before week three because he was on another roster.
And then Ricky
was
on Georgia.
The sub list, and Ricky basically just
vanished
after game two. He moved to Atlanta.
He Ricky'd
so they're
the
like,
team.
We don't really have a quarterback, and like he's not on a roster. Can we add him? And I was like, yeah, he's not on a roster.
Week three, do you think?
So Newman's been playing quarterback for him all year, and then Friday before their game, they're like, yeah, we're going to go with Ricky. Ricky hasn't played with you all year except for the first game. Why would you go with a cold quarterback?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
So they couldn't do
anything. They still scored 36
points. Yeah. They would. They would go get it down there with their tall guy. And then get it, just like punch it into one of the girls, but they couldn't stop anything with their.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say whatever you want to talk about their weird quarterback controversy, that doesn't stop you guys from scoring 59 points.
Ricky said he was gonna take his glasses off and play defense if they didn't get it together. He never did, but
the issue is that the offense wasn't helpful though.
No,
Jay-Z said talking to Jay-Z yesterday, he said their first play. He went deep over the middle, caught a ball, got down to the one, and as Val said, they then punched it in with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But then that gave Ricky kind of this false sense of, oh, it's easy to go deep. And then the very next possession, they throw it deep
before.
To Kwan, and Emily picks him off.
Yeah.
And then they just were chasing after that.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to chase the Angels, and it shows as, 59-36, that's nothing to shake a stick at. So D3 will be interesting next week for sure, too.
It's an expression. Okay. It's an expression.
Is it not?
No, it is.
All right, then fuck you then. I'm kidding. All right, let's move on to 1 o'clock and talk about other games.
All right, at 1 o'clock, the Cunning Stunts beat Zack Attack 34-14. Falcones beat Vaspian 34-28. Buffalo Vice beat Puckett All-Stars 42-12. Itches and O's beat Best Friends 64-37.
We'll get to you in a second. We'll actually end with that one. first things first, Falcone's upset Vaspian, but we were talking before the podcast. I'm not sure you can call it like a huge upset because a lot of the teams in D4 were very evenly matched.
All
of
the
say.
Ones that made the playoffs, at least in D4, were pretty evenly matched, we thought.
For sure. And I mean, this is another team of just, like, your misfits, so do you know exactly what went down
here? I don't know exactly. I watched just a little bit of it. I saw Mike McKendrick catch a nice touchdown.
Did you tell Andrew the wrong game time?
What's
No. Should
have. No, but no, I mean, Andrew actually didn't stick around very long afterwards, so I didn't get to have, like, a full, like, wrap-up discussion with him, but... But yeah, I mean,
I know that happens every week. I love it.
Well, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, Falcone's, I think they just had a good day. Ellery said that, you know, they played really well. So I don't have a lot of details, but, you know, taking down the two seed for, as the number seven is always pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive.
Three through eight all had five wins.
Yeah. Like, did they?
Three seeds through eight seed all had five wins.
It was like a tie in that screwed some stuff
Vaspian
up.
Vaspian and Cunning Stunts
sure.
both had seven wins. So they were just a little bit better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, I think D4 might have been the most even
anybody
and I think part of that look you want to have like ideally you'd want to have like pretty even divisions like the same number of teams in each division
sure
but the one benefit you have to having like a 12 team division like D4 is you get eight teams that make the playoffs you cut out the bottom third all of a sudden you've got some pretty decent teams
pretty
in the playoffs
games, one of the games that wasn't exciting was Buffalo Vice just curb stomping Puckett All-Stars 42-12 the dream died there real quick there's no Pucketing this time around I have no idea what happened there, but it just seems like
deep balls. Yeah, every time I looked next to me, it was a deep ball. So, Buffalo Vice.
So isn't that what they do?
Yeah, it is what they did. Yeah. But Puckett didn't stop them.
Yeah.
They just,
yep.
So Vice is, they're definitely go long and just keep friggin' running.
Sure.
But I mean, I know they had some injuries and stuff. So, but obviously, maybe the extra week off helped them out with personnel and being
Dan
there.
Yeah, Dan Gonzalez was
he
playing.
Played full the game.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
He had like two deep touchdowns and.
Was Seth the quarterback?
Seth played,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then, I mean, if they're basically at full strength there, this is exactly what the result should be.
Right.
So it's even less surprising. Cunning Stunts took on Zack Attack. I believe, didn't Zack Attack beat the Stunts during the regular
season? Yeah, by a very similar score. I was going to ask the stat guy over there to tell us that, if he's got it handy. Yeah, stat guy. Cunning Stunts and Zack Attack when they played each other the first time.
Travis or Topper? I don't know which one we're talking about anymore.
Oh, well, I guess I meant Topper, but Travis is going to find it faster.
43-16.
43-16.
I'm going to find my browser.
We'll find a new role for you, Topper. Don't worry.
How about just, like, I don't
pizza
know,
guy?
Guy who runs the league. That's fine.
That's fair.
What game was I looking for?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, hey.
Ask and answer.
Don't worry about it, bud. We got this. So a little, I don't know if this is, like, a revenge thing, or at least it caused the Stunts to not want to, like, sleep on them, so to speak. So they did what they, like, the Stunts have been good all year. They're, you know, whatever. Zack Attack's still figuring things out. Like, in D4, they played well. Don't get me wrong. They didn't look out of place in D4, but... Playoffs are a different animal, blah, blah, blah. Cliche. Finally.
Any given Saturday.
It is an O, 64. Breast Friends, 37. A lot of fireworks in this game, and I'm not talking about just because of touchdowns being scored. Travis, take it away.
They beat us.
Oh, my God, don't be this
no,
guy.
They put it to us. Like, there's no shame in that.
No,
like, sometimes you don't. I mean, they. I know it's going to be a backhanded compliment, but, like, they have a really good team. Their guys on their team are really good. Their girls on their team, they are really
good.
That's
there's
just a compliment.
Where's the backhand?
I think it's coming. There's going to be like a dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
But
the reason they're in D4 is because of their quarterback.
Ooh, here it is.
Oh, there
it was.
Their quarterback play is what holds them back.
That's actually just a backhand and a compliment in the same sentence.
Back.
I don't think
that's
all
like,
the same.
They have really good athletic guys on their team. Yeah, their defense isn't great.
Yeah.
But
I think Jeremy is great.
He's a very good player.
Yeah, he's very effective.
He's the one that looks exactly like
and
him, but
affectionate.
I asked, and apparently is not his
brother.
No,
but,
unrelated.
Yeah. But my point is
name,
that they played a girls' team exactly how you're supposed to play a girls' team.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do? You spread the two guys out on the outside. You then throw jump balls to your guys short of the end zone. You don't score guy touchdowns.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What did they do? They got down to the one-yard line, two-yard line every single time. They scored two guy touchdowns in our game. Both of them were on six down.
Yeah.
So they would get close. And then all of a sudden, they would bring in their three girls.
Yep.
They would run bunches, so you can't really...
And they've got the girls for it, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have two really good girls on their team.
Go ahead.
And you go bunches, so you can't really go man, because then you're going to get all those picks, those natural picks. I'm not saying they're illegal, just natural picks. It's hard to stay with your person. And then when you have four downs, then get a girl touchdown, you get a girl touchdown.
I have a question for you, then. How do they play... Who's rushing you?
They rushed a guy. They didn't rush a guy last time. They rushed a guy this time.
Well, I feel like, because I feel like Laura's just fast enough to keep up with you, isn't she?
She's not fast enough to keep up with me, but she... rushing a guy created more problems.
Okay.
Plus, Laura's very good defensively, too, so...
Oh, yeah.
That's a good reason to drop her back into coverage and let a guy rush Travis.
I just
the thing
the
is that...
At least what I thought was.
Yeah.
No, the guy... he did his job. He maybe had a couple fast counts.
Stop it.
No, he did.
Silvani must not have been roughing you because Silvani was all over the fast counts.
No, yeah. The bottom line is they beat us fair and square. There's nothing I can say. We play them 10 times. They probably beat us 8 times.
Okay.
I think we could get 2 of them, but they're the better team. I mean, they are.
They
beat us. And like I said, I think what holds them back is their quarterback. Because if they had a different quarterback, I think they could easily be a top D3 team.
Interesting. I like this. Okay, well, there's nothing else we need to discuss from this game until probably later. So we'll just move on to 2 o'clock.
All right. At 2 o'clock, Spinelli's Plumbing beat Tox 32-24. Lenny's Ladies beat Victoria's Secret 41-34. And Blitzkrieg beat Graves Brothers 31-19.
I guess we'll get the one out of the way that nobody here played in. Did anybody see anything about Blitzkrieg versus Graves Brothers?
Not even a little.
Yeah. I was watching, I don't know what I was watching. I was watching something, a Yu-Gi-Oh game probably.
Yeah.
And Steve Miller just made one just like really bad decision throwing. Like, I don't know what he was trying to get it to, but like picked.
Didn't work out.
So I don't know if that's just kind of how the whole game went.
It's kind of how their whole season went. Yeah. And I don't say that to be like shady, because I was chatting with them a little bit throughout the season. It's just not their year sometimes, and that's what it is. Now, Blitzkrieg, allegedly they're getting healthier. I don't know. I don't know if they had their quarterback back, but they've been whatever they've been doing lately, the last couple weeks, I've just been noticing them been scoring and winning more. I think they beat... Weren't they the ones that beat TMA? Like, they're playing pretty well, so...
Well, didn't they play each other, like, 8 times?
Everybody played everybody, like, 8 times. It's fine. Yeah. It was a lot of things, but, yeah, so... Blitzkrieg, more power to them. Looks like they're coming on at the right time. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. Spinelli's 32, Tox 24 is surprising in the fact that Spinelli's didn't cover the spread. So,
What was the spread for this? Like, 30?
1,000?
1,000, yes.
So... Special guest quarterback Patrick McGovern, who bailed on the team all season, decides to come in the last 2 weeks and just put up numbers just to show what he can do. What happened in this game, bud?
Well, similar to my other game, we went down 16-0. Came back, got the lead.
Was this because of you?
Why are you a terrible starter, Topper?
I don't know.
He's all about the finish. Which, of course, comes up short.
He lost both times, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's still about it.
I don't play defense. I mean, my team's, it's, you know.
Maybe you should.
Oh, I probably should.
I've seen your coverage skills.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I only saw one play in that game, and it was Katie Swanson picking you off. So
yeah, that was.
that wasn't your best work.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm trying not to throw it over Aaron's head. I compensate a little too much.
The only play I saw from the game, Topper actually overthrew somebody other than Aaron in the back of the net.
What? You? Yeah. You're picking new people to overthrow? Look at you. Unbelievable. But
we had,
hey, you
we had
guys...
a lot of guys playing, and sometimes Aaron wasn't on the field when maybe
that happens.
He should have been in the, you know, the red zone.
So but even still, I think it, like, all right.
Yeah, so
it's impressive to lose by 8, but you guys
actually got the lead.
Go on. I wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, we're down 16. Now they came back. We were winning like 22-16.
Probably gotta be 24 here.
And then maybe 24.
Unless you got a safety.
No, there's probably 24.
There we go.
But then they tied it, and then they got the lead, and then I threw a pick with 30 seconds left.
Oh no shit!
So we were going down.
The defense really came to play then, it seems.
Yeah, I mean it was they did dominate us.
Well, shout out to Tox for a pretty good. I mean, losing sucks, but I don't think people were expecting it to be close.
I think that would have been the biggest upset of the day.
Maybe in league history.
Yes, if they pull that off.
That might be legitimately, according to the Topper rankings, that might be, isn't that like one versus like
I think it
50?
Is, one versus last, yeah.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
So, good game.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Lenny's Ladies took on Victoria's Secret. Gender games are always fun. We got to play. I actually got to throw. My arm didn't feel like falling off. It's really easy to win a game when your girls are as talented as mine are. Kayla Mason had 3 touchdowns, I think. Jamie had a couple. I think
you had some nice throws in there too, Joe.
Get out of here.
That one to Jamie, like through traffic, that was incredible.
Oh, the one down the seam, the first one.
That was so nice.
That was all right. But it was fun, and you know,
Jordan play defense?
Jordan play defense, yeah. Oh. He wanted to. He said, I'm going to play defense. Go ahead.
It's his right, sure.
He can do whatever he wants. It's fine. He actually, it's funny because he came up to me and he goes, hey, Joe, just so you know, I'm going to play defense. I go, it's okay, and don't worry about it. Gordon's not here today. And he laughed about it and whatever. So, yeah, it was fine. And actually, it was almost a blessing that Jordan was playing D because we attacked him more. No, I'm kidding. But he, I'm just kidding. Caitlin Mason's faster than anybody on the field. So when you can throw it to her deep and she catches it, like, what are you going to do? We had a touchdown where, like, Jordan deflected it and she caught it, like, in the end zone. It was just, like, a lucky play there.
Was that six down or not?
It had to be, right? It felt like it was close to it.
I thought it was, and
yeah,
I think it was kind of demoralizing.
Yeah, it was. I think it was. But, no, I mean, it was a good game back and forth. His girls were really good, too. We just, when we manned them, they just got, because they kept playing a zone slash switching up their defense, which I think didn't do them any favors. Because if they go man, we had some really nice mismatches we took advantage of. And then at that, our girls just played man and just shut them down. And made plays where it mattered, and that's where it came down to. We actually were losing, and we got the ball back with at the 2-minute warning, but we shut them at 6-0 on their half of the field, and we had said, like, all right, let's just work the clock down, score, and win the game. And then on first down, I mean, Jamie was wide open in the middle of the end zone, and we're like, fuck it, take
can't
the points.
Can't not take it, yeah.
We just shut them down again. It's like, fuck it, just take the points, because, like, it was a guaranteed touchdown, and that she caught it, awesome. So we move on to hopefully create more havoc in the playoffs, and it was fun. It was a good time for sure. They have great girls. We have great girls. Go football. All right, 3 o'clock.
All right, lastly at 3 o'clock, not so sticky. Feet come from behind, 39-38.
What?
Nice. Believe it or not.
We're going to get there.
And 7-1-6 beat Woodpeckers, 32-14.
Does anybody see Woodpeckers 7-1-6?
I think Woodpeckers were either up. 7-0's not big, but they're either up 7-0 or 14-0.
Because I saw Dan, which happy birthday to Wrestling Dan.
Yeah.
I saw him catch a touchdown. I'm like, all right, cool.
It looked like they were kind of doing all right, and 7-1-6 wasn't meshing, and then all of a sudden,
it was a
wrap. Woodpeckers, I don't think, scored again the rest of the game.
Nah, it was probably rough. So, shout out to 7-1-6 for a big win for them. But not so sticky, 39, cover behind 38. Were you guys just not drunk for it? Like, what happened?
No, we were actually drunker than usual. So when Sticky wins a playoff game earlier in the day, like, we were just, like, ripping shots throughout the day.
Yeah, we were. Fantastic.
We were. We did a huggy bomb at halftime also. Like, we were, you know, we were pretty toasted throughout the game, but...
So you know, how did you win?
It's a great question. I don't know. If we played that game 100 times, and I was telling Come From Behind afterwards, you know, if we play that game 100 times, maybe we win like 7 of them, you know? Like, we played them twice in the regular season. We lost 40-6 and 36-6.
Right.
And both games felt like they were worse than that. Like, they were just a much, much better team. And just kind of everything came together on Saturday. Every person, I could go up and down the whole roster. Everybody had like some incredible play throughout the game. Rags through.
Yeah.
We were down by 15 points with 5 minutes left.
What?
Yeah, down 15 with 5 minutes left. Yeah. Oh my God, it was the D5 Super Bowl. Like, afterwards, we were celebrating like we won the Super Bowl. It was wild. Hopefully, that wasn't in poor taste.
Rags might still be there.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, everyone on our team was like texting the whole night, like, oh my God, like, what a great win that was. And it really was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking earlier about, like, before the podcast started, about the biggest upsets.
Yeah.
I think I downplayed yours a little bit more than I should have because. I forgot that they killed you so
just
badly.
Murdered us like just so badly twice.
Wiped the floor with you, and then for you to be down 15, 5 minutes left, still come back. That's who caught the game-winning touchdown.
So, I guess because we were down 15, actually we really needed a score fast. Mm-hmm. Ellery Roberts on our team caught one down the sideline and just like outran every guy on their team to the end zone for a deep gender score. So we needed that, and then Ricky Recchio picked off Paul on the next drive, and then the game-winning touchdown, Carl Smith.
Carl
coming through in the clutch, back of the end zone. Your guy, Carl.
I love that.
Carl was great. Everybody on the team just had like some great play throughout the day. Paul Shinta had like a really nice like sideline catch and run.
What'd you do?
Almost for a score. What did I do? God, what did I do? I played defense. I did drink. I bought the Huggies, you know. Exactly. I'm the beverage coordinator.
Best equipment manager.
I mean, look, they didn't do a lot to their girls, and I covered girls most of the day, so you know, kind of a win for me.
I know you studied your beverage coordination under Alex's father, so like,
Oh my God, there's no better teacher in the game than Dr. Bookless when it comes to hydrating. Yeah.
I love all of that. So that's really exciting. So good for you guys. That's fun. So that means Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it means we have 7-1-6 and then Spinelli's. So it'll
and
be a tough slide.
So you're just guaranteeing the victory is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll guarantee the victory. Why not?
Okay, take that 7-1-6.
Yeah, how do you like that? I don't know. Who's on 716? Is Derek. It's Kristen,
Derek,
right?
Yeah. Kristen Daniels. Some guy. There was
some
guy
on their team.
So they've got a guy on their team, number 42.
Where's it?
Yeah, it's
NFL,
like a. Yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah.
Jersey.
It looks he's good. Bad,
but
he's really good.
But that guy, if he doesn't get the ball, he's pissed.
So, yes, you're right
he
about that.
He calls for the ball every
he
single
does.
Play.
He does, but he's the best player on their team, I think. Like, that guy's phenomenal.
I've
best
never actually
male
seen
receiver,
him,
anyway. He's pretty good.
No, we should learn somebody. We should learn his name.
I should. I'll ask on Saturday. We'll say it in next week's podcast.
Hey, what's your name?
Jersey guy.
Yeah, Jersey guy. Number 42. He's number 42.
Jersey guy. I just like
number 42 Jersey guy
out there. I'm watching him from a distance, and he just keeps going like,
"Yeah,
throw me the ball."
Hold on. Topper goes Jersey guy, but he does all these points and finger guns that nobody can see because this is
that's wasted on a podcast format. We need video of Topper.
We did almost have video cast. We did almost have video cast, but then Topper's friend took all of his equipment away. Take that, Chris. All right.
There might be a camera or two in here. You never know.
Oh, we know. We know.
Well, I don't want to do the podcast in the bathroom.
Well, you kind of do. All right. So that was fun. Great week one. Next week will be really, really exciting for the games. I can't wait to like talk about them afterwards and watch them. And there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff going on. So that was the games. So we got 20 minutes left, which means we can talk about our favorite things, such as winners and losers. Travis, I always go to the person to my left first. So can I please have your winners and losers from this week? You have to look on your phone for this.
Did you write it down?
No, I didn't. There's
something wrong with taking notes. No. I wish I did that.
I wish I did it. I do this every time.
winners. You know, winners. I got to go probably fourth in Dong.
Okay, cool. Big win.
Fourth in Dong, or maybe the Angels. I would say fourth in Dong because great group of guys.
Yeah,
they were the underdogs.
People. I love
well, yeah, yeah, kind of.
yeah,
you know what? Girls.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Well,
she is not underrated for. Whatsoever. But I'm gonna give Katie Keller a winner of the week.
There you go.
It's
okay.
I
the properly rated Catherine Keller.
Yeah. Yes,
I was giving her a lot of shit on the sidelines because I don't know if anybody knows this. Katie Keller's had a really bad season. Like,
no,
really,
no. She is so sure-handed. She's averaging like 1.2 drops a game.
Travis has way better stats.
Yeah, no.
Travis stats.
Don't question him.
I've never seen Katie Keller drop so many balls in my life, right?
It's unbelievable.
So I'm giving her shit every week, and she played Mel for Untouchables.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was watching the game, and I yelled out, I said, "Hey, Katie, how's it feel not to be the best girl on the field?" And I'll tell you what, I saw the look in her eye. She looked at me, and she doesn't curse much. I don't know if anybody, like, she's a great girl. She's very quiet. She looked at me, and she's like, "Fuck you."
That's amazing.
And she lit up, and she, like, shut. And then she started catching balls, and she was yelling out. The shyest girl, one of the shyest girls in the league, is yelling out, "Why are they covering me with a girl? Like, are you kidding me?"
That's
like,
amazing.
So
MVP of that game was actually Travis.
And Katie told me, she's like, "Yeah, after you said that," I was talking to her, she's like, "After you said that, like, the girls on Untouchables kind of got, like, a little cockier, like, kind of, like, got a little, like, hitch in their step, but then they didn't catch a ball the rest of the game," she said. And she's just over there just snagging balls left and right. I was like, "Oh, good, I'm glad I could, you know."
Great work. Motivational speecher.
Yeah.
Speecher?
Speaker. Another winner for the day, I got to go with the Angels because, obviously, there was last year, playoffs, Angels played last dance.
That's right.
And there was a little bit of a situation that happened in that game.
Push comes to shove.
And Last Dance ended up winning, and Last Dance got to the championship game ended up blowing it in the championship game. But
just had to add that.
But the Angels able to come back and give it back to them this year. Got to give a shout out to them. They put up 59 points on a team with some athletes on their team.
Revenge games are always cool.
Somebody looked at their team, and I heard it on the sidelines, and they're like, "How is this team getting destroyed right now?" Because they have, what's that kid's name? They have Quan couldn't cover anybody on Saturday.
A soul.
Sleeves.
They have
sleeves.
Tall guy with the sleeves.
Tall guy.
I don't know his name either.
Barnese. They have Barnese, who's like just, the guy should get monster. They should throw him a jump ball just like Itches and O's does against our girls team.
Right.
Throw jump balls, get close, use your girls. They have a lot of athletes, and the Angels
also have a lot of athletes.
No, I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying you took it to them. Like, they didn't think they were going to lose, and they got their butts kicked.
If you think you're not going to lose, that's your own fault. That's the way it goes. You got any losers for the week, bud?
I have a pretty big loser.
Let's
hear about it.
My loser of the week is none other than Mr. Mosier.
This is Steve Moser's record, 5 losers of the week.
I guess I don't understand it. Steve Moser's beat us.
Week brought to you by.
Like, that was it, right? You put it to us, you beat us. Congratulations.
Okay, I have one question before you really get into it. When did all of this happen? The end of the game? During it?
So, there was about 3 minutes left in the game. Holly Speroni, she's a little spitfire sometimes.
Firecracker.
I love her. They scored to go up 62 to frickin' what?
37.
Yeah. So they went up 62-28.
Okay.
And Holly was pissed. Holly took that dog toy and she kicked it. Now their huddle is over here. Holly kicks it to like not even close to their huddle, like completely far away.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's pissed. I get it. We're getting our ass kicked, right? Like, they put it to us. There's no doubt about it. She did not do anything personal to them whatsoever.
Sure.
Right? She did not call them names. She did not do anything. She kicked the dog toy to the right. Riley Mosier ends up calling her an effing B. Like, why do you have to be personal about it? Then Steve Mosier just starts just basically, like, attacking us and saying, like, oh, you thought you were going to beat us. Yeah, I go into a game thinking I'm going to win. I'm not going into any game and being like, oh, this is helpless. Like, why are we even playing the game? No. And then he's like, you're talking shit at the bar. I talked to Riley Mosier at the bar. I talked to all their guys because the guys stick around.
Sure.
They're actually very nice guys off the field. And I talked to them and I said, yeah, I think we can beat you guys. And they told me they're looking forward to playing us. Yeah, that you can expect to win and play. Right, like, but
yeah, I don't think it's disrespectful to tell somebody like, look, we're gonna play next week. I think we're gonna beat you.
Yeah,
I would expect that you'd feel the same way that you're gonna beat me. Sure,
all that's gonna happen, and he takes it so personally. And then you know, whatever he wants to score even more points. Whatever, they won the game, so 2 minutes left, or no, 40 seconds left in the game. I throw a pass to Kelly. Kelly kneels the ball down. He calls a timeout. All right, whatever. I take another snap. I just throw a nice little ball again. They get tagged. He calls another timeout. Mike Salvati, who's a super nice guy, is on the sidelines. Has nothing to do with the game. And Steve Mosier calls another timeout. And Salvati goes, are you serious? Like, he's just watching as an innocent bystander. He's like, are you serious? Steve Mosier starts berating him because he's not on the field and he's not playing in the game and I don't see you playing. And it's like, well, so then I have to come to Salvati's defense because Salvati's a nice guy that did nothing to anybody. And I'm like, the guy plays in D2. Like, you're hiding in D4, like, and you act almightier than everybody else in this league and you think that everybody should bow to you. Like, he's already played his game. Like, don't attack him because he just says, are you serious? And then I don't know what happened with Garrett. All I know is they start walking off the field, and Steve Mosier gets in Garrett's face and starts calling him a C word. See you next Tuesday. He just gets in his face, starts pointing, and he says, see you.
It's fine.
Yeah, he says, C word, C word, you're a C word, you're a C word. And it's like, now I have to go over and break that up. Again, a guy that's not even involved in the game is somehow getting mad because you're attacking other people that aren't involved in the game. And then you say something to a guy's girlfriend and another girl on the team, and you tell her to take her feminine hygiene product
out. You can't say tampon.
I love that he's censoring himself. No, it's...
Yeah. It's just tampon, like, it's all, yeah, it's all just like, why? Why do you gotta go to that level? You, like, people can talk a little trash during a game. That's one thing. But to get personal and to, like, literally attack people, and then when you don't agree that they are pissed off about it, and then you challenge everybody to a fight... Oh, yeah, let's do this. Come on, you won't fight me. You won't fight me. Like, why does everything have to end in a fight? So another guy comes to his girlfriend's defense, and he's getting pissed because you're talking to his girlfriend, and I have to separate them. Earlier in the year, Newman, he didn't agree with Newman's calls. He challenged Newman to a fight. Let's go to the corner. We'll fight now. Like, that's
what happens in my corner? Middle school. Here.
That's 5 guys this year that he's challenged to fights. Like, why?
Yeah. Well, like, to be clear, to be fair, nobody takes them up on it, so they're clearly
but,
scared.
But my point is, like, one of these times...
Adults fight.
Unfortunately, one of these times, something's going to happen. And we don't need to get to that point.
No.
We don't need to get to that point. It's a co-ed football team and a co-ed football league that everybody wants to play in. People can get a little... talk a little bit on the field. Like, there's a couple of people. Ben Stack. Am I the biggest fan of him on the field? No. But he doesn't even get to that level.
Yeah, you're right. Ben is a guy that gets very into it. He's very intense about games, but he's also not trying to fight us afterwards. You know,
Ben's
you can
really
be very,
cool
very, very, very into football
I love Ben.
And not yeah. escalated yep. into violence.
You can. And it's just, it's not appealing. Their team took it to us. This has no hard feelings at all. They deserve to win. They probably deserve to win D4. They have a good shot. I just don't understand why it needs to be taken to that level. And everything then becomes personal. Instead of just like a little friendly talk or anything, it all gets to a level that's very personal, and it shouldn't get to that level.
You guys
that's,
remember earlier when we were talking about how Travis was really low energy today?
Yeah. He perked up.
He's the opposite of that now.
He was a pizza.
But I think the pizza is...
Now he's out of energy and he's going to take a nap,
stop
okay?
with your joke, Val. Stop being so funny.
Yeah,
I mean, it's interesting because, I asked Steve for his side of things just because it sounded all ridiculous. And he was mainly pointing out, like, why are people who aren't involved in the game talking shit to me? And that was, like, a big problem for him. I'm not going to speak specifically for him, but, I mean, this league has long had people who go up and down the fields and like, fuck around with you and, like... talk shit to, like, we've seen it for good and bad, like, whatever, and that's not going to change. It's just part of the culture in a way, but at the very least, I'm glad that it didn't happen from something in-game, and it was more like other people being dicks outside of it, which is something we can kind of maybe find a way to control, but at the same time, I don't know if I really want to, so whatever, I don't really care anymore. Jeff, who are your winners and losers from the week?
I'll try to take it from a negative place to a positive place, right?
So start with winners, yeah.
We're going to start with winners, yeah. No, I'm going to be super biased here and just pick all of my teammates from Fantastic. Both of my teams. Right. And the reason I'm going to say that, obviously they all played well enough. They won two games as underdogs, Sticky Bandits and Not So Sticky, both won as underdogs. But just the energy that my teammates brought. Like, one thing I love about our team, both of our teams, is just on the sidelines for playoffs, like, we're hyped up. We're all, like, screaming after every good play. I'm sure it's obnoxious for anybody that's, like, playing on the next field or, whatever. You know, standing nearby. It is what it is. But we're loud, and we just brought, like, a ridiculous energy to these games. So I just – all the people that I play with, you know, they're all my winners. I'll single out a couple of them. Actually, no, I want to single out Drew. So Drew isn't, like, the biggest, like, rah-rah, like, you know, like, cheerleader-type guy in the world. But Drew was our MVP for Sticky on Saturday.
Yeah.
He had – a couple absurd catches. He had, I think, maybe our only interception of the day. Like, he was our best guy in a game where every one of our guys played great. Nice. So Drew was phenomenal. And, you know, it's funny, you talked about, like, the Mosers a second ago. I'm going to pick Laura as one of my my winners for the
there
week. Because the energy that she brings, she is so, it's funny, you talk about, like, negativity. She is just so overwhelmingly, like, positive during our games. She sent, like a text to our group chain beforehand, just, like, this super positive, like, pump you up type thing. And, you know, it's just interesting to see how different those two are. But, like, Laura is just phenomenal, and she brought great energy all day. So between the sticky people, the not-so-sticky people, just, like, that's what I think teams should do for playoffs. Like, you play this game because you love doing it, and you get excited about it, but you get excited about it in the right way, right? Mm-hmm. You're, like, excited to show up on football, like, hoping to have a day like that. You're not coming to pick fights or, like, you know, get mad at another team because things didn't go your way. Like, we're here to have fun. So I appreciate the energy of my teammates being positive.
How about Olivia? You're not going to... Was it Olivia? Who was...
Oh, the one that no-showed?
No. No. The girl that had the big...
Oh, Ellery.
Ellery. I think Ellery deserves a
shout-out. Oh, my God. So I gave her the shout-out earlier. I don't have all the time on this podcast to go through all my winners, but...
Yes, you do.
Sure, then let's do it. Let's go through all of them. No. Ellery was phenomenal. Ellery is so good. I feel like people don't necessarily know who Ellery is.
That's because people don't know who she is.
That's because they don't know who she is. Exactly. There's actually a picture of her on the website, right, Topper?
There is.
If you go under, the TSL Business Exchange?
That's not weird. Oh,
yeah. That's where it is, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And Ellery's like a, what's her title? She's like a physical therapist or something.
Yes.
So, you know, you break something on the field, like, maybe she can help you out, I think. But Ellery's just a phenomenal, like, her coverage is like second to nobody. And I don't think a lot of people know about that. So Ellery is phenomenal. She had that huge, huge play for us with Not So Sticky. She played defense all day, just locked down whatever girl she was on. She had a great, great day. Right. Super nice girl, too.
I love that. All right, so that was really positive. So let's make a negative.
Yeah, I don't have a big, like, negative rant like my friend over here, but...
That's fine. He had reasons.
No, I guess the only thing I would say as far as losers is really anybody that isn't really respecting the sub rules for playoffs. Sorry. I mean, look, people that wait until the absolute last second. And look, I know that stuff happens. Like, Ben had his situation where a couple people had work, so I know that Ben had to replace a couple people last minute.
No idea.
It does happen.
His wife is not going to be at the game.
Yeah, I don't know about her, like, work schedule. I don't know how predictable it is. But I'm just in general, right? This isn't, like, directed at Ben at all, but, like, we have rules, and we publish these rules. And I feel like Travis reiterates these rules. And people kind of wait until the last second, and they're like, well, what can I do now? Can I just grab somebody great at the fields on Saturday. And, you know, anybody that's trying to make things difficult to gain an advantage for themselves would be my losers of the week.
Fair enough. I'm definitely going to go back to that. Val, who are your winners and losers of the week?
So for my winners, I'm also going to just kind of shout out my teammate and go with Casey Lawler. Oliphant, if you don't know it by that. I think...
like the pause. Like, I knew who you were talking about. I was just waiting for you to keep talking.
I think she has been playing phenomenally for both the Angels and ANA this year. Obviously, ridiculously fast speed. I think she probably is probably one of the fastest girls in the league, people in the league. And her catching this year has been ridiculous. Like, I
improved
think...
improved dramatically.
Yeah, like... leaps and bounds.
Like on like long balls and stuff. She'd always be a little more reliable closer, but yeah, she's catching.
But long balls, yeah, like she can outrun any guy. And now that she's catching it,
like
she's
by a foot by like 4
years
ago.
I'll bet.
let's not bring that up now.
Hey, Josh Jablonski has that 40 timer. Remember?
get on that.
Perhaps we should.
But yeah, so that's my winner of the week. For losers, I've been thinking about this since Joe K mentioned it an hour ago, and I really like can't think of anything. I guess my only one would be Garbaz in benching Newman the night before.
That's fine. That's perfect.
Playoffs.
That's
I
exactly
just think
what we're looking for in this scenario.
Newman was very sad about that yesterday.
That's kind of fucked. Yeah, that is a little fucked. But I mean, like,
he understood.
I understood why.
No, I wouldn't understand. But Ricky just because Ricky didn't even tell him he was leaving. He just moved, right?
Like, no, he was supposed to move in like January, I thought. So like he committed to playing the session with them, and then he left after the second game.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I've experienced that.
I don't.
Yeah,
I guess I don't understand why Garbaz would be like, "Hey, I'm gonna give a guy the shot when he left after week two, and Newman's been playing with them, gelling."
And Newman's, I was gonna say, Newman's played well, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's
not badly enough to lose a job.
No.
I mean, he's a good quarterback, so
not
it just strikes me as really odd.
They didn't really go right back to Bledsoe after Brady was playing well, so whatever. Yeah, but I mean, no, that's a very good one. See, you're good here.
I don't like to be mean, though. So.
It's part of the job, honestly.
That's Garbaz. I don't think he's good.
Patrick,
what?
Winners and losers.
Jeez, this is tough.
Your winner is easily the bar for bringing the dartboard to that other spot.
Well,
come on. I know what that is.
That was me and Zach.
Oh, you guys did that?
Yeah.
I thought they did it for you.
No.
No wonder you worked from home today.
And
then Mike actually came into the bar when we were moving. He's like, I'll give you guys a hand.
Spectacular.
So, yeah. Kayla would be my loser of the week from Zach Tech. She did not throw good darts.
So funny.
Nor did I. But this is my segment, not hers. Truthfully, I did ask her to come on the show to defend herself, but she refused.
I don't blame her.
Prior commitments. Jenna finally won at darts.
Go,
so
Jenna?
I'm going to give her props out for that.
Topper's dart smack talk is on point.
It's been a long time for her. She's very happy. And then also the bar for allowing us to take over that back room.
Yeah,
was
pretty clutch,
nice.
Actually.
Yeah, it got a little cold out there.
It really did.
Mm-hmm. But it was also good just seeing a lot of teams stick around. I mean, I'll go back to Zach Attack. I mean, they lost, but their whole team stuck around and was having drinks.
I think they've closed the bar out like 7 of our, 10 weeks or something?
Yeah.
So, good for them.
Come from behind, the whole team was there drinking.
Well,
yeah.
No shit.
And, Karen for making those pudding.
She made more? I ain't getting any of this time around.
You just gotta go sit next to her and you, you know.
Schmooze a little bit?
Yeah, well, she made some.
Sit next to her and they come out.
She
great
made some,
great advice, Topper.
Yeah. The goodies come out. She made some really good flavors this week, too.
Like what?
There was some Oreo mix thing that was incredible. I like the little spoons. Very cool. Anyways,
I like the little
spoons.
That's so cool.
Topper's had a lot to say tonight.
It's amazing.
He really has, right?
What about your losers, bud?
I went through that.
That was his losers and winners.
Oh, I forgot that he went losers first.
Winners was Janelle, who made darts.
Jenna.
And the
Kayla.
Girl, Kayla, who made the... No, Kayla was the loser.
Kayla.
And then the pudding
starts
shots,
with losers.
Yeah.
And then pudding shots was the winner as well.
That's good. I want Travis to read a paragraph and then see how much he retains from that information, like you would do in, sixth grade. Dispelling one of your amazing.
That was really poor SATs.
My winners and losers from the week. My winners are, Let Us Win gets my biggest winner of the week. I think that's awesome because, I mean, I think it's safe to say that most of the league that pays attention to other teams left them for dead. They were like, ah, wasted potential, just wipe the floor with them. And it didn't happen. And that's the magic of the playoffs, right? Yeah. Since everybody else is gassing up their teammates, I'll do that too. I'm going to gas up Caitlin Mason because not that she needs it, but she's really fucking good. And she's getting better and better. Like, I compare her to Casey, like you were saying earlier, because same tiny human who's really, really freaking fast, who may not have struggled with catching long balls, but she had a couple great, like I said, she had like 3 touchdowns in our Lenny's Ladies game. Buffalo Boys scored 42 points. I'm sure she got some in there. So she's becoming a really, really, really excellent player in the league. She's like only 23, which is ridiculous. So shout out to her.
Jesus.
And then my other winner is Katie Swanson. Not because she picked off Topper, which is always exciting.
I threw it right at her. But she missed
it. So for whatever reason that
so
I
so shame on her for being like,
yeah, right?
So I don't even know why the reason is, but if people notice the playoff schedule, it's like D1 played, then D2, 3, 4. But for some reason, D5 played at the same time as D6 in the last hour there. And because of that, Katie's game was at the same time, so she couldn't play with the girls, and she was bummed. So she decided to text me like, I don't know, like an hour before the games are starting. And she's like, look at your Snapchat, because she sent like a 4-snap long like pump-up speech of like how I should throw for the girls. And like it was hilarious, and it was just awesome. Really, really fucking funny. And it... You know, I didn't really have any, like, nerve going into the game, but it was still really cool, and it made me just loosen things up, and it was just a ton of fun. So she gets a shout-out for that. My losers of the week are the fucking liars in this league is disgusting. I got news for you people. Every time you bullshit about your sub-list mistake, like, oh, I didn't hit send on my email. Bullshit, Cobblestone, you just didn't fucking do it. Or every time a girl, oh, we didn't know until this last second that this girl couldn't make it. When guess what? Chances are that girl you're talking about plays on one of our gender teams, so we already knew 3 days ago that they weren't going to be at the fields because they're not going to be there for our teams. Like, people try this bullshit all the time so they can manipulate things or try to get certain people to play for their teams, and it's just like, in the regular season, maybe we obviously don't care nearly as much.
No, we've let it slide way too much, but we've let it slide.
But in the playoffs, like, people are gonna target subless guy Travis over here, but in the playoffs, there's a chat that has me, Topper, Jeff's in it, and anytime anybody requests anything, Travis goes, here, guys, this is this. What do you think about this? That way it's not just falling on him to decide who's as good as who and this and the other thing. And I think it's a really nice system we have. That way if somebody's one of us are involved, like the other three talk about it. And it's gone pretty well, I'd say. So I know he likes, like, people give him shit and stuff, but for the playoffs, no, that's not on him. It's kind of like a group thing, and if you have a problem with that, too bad.
Yeah, and he has to be the bad cop that delivers this news a lot of times, and I know that people get frustrated just because he's got to be the mouthpiece for that, but
right.
This isn't just
Travis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This isn't Travis being a dictator. This stuff is discussed, and if you don't like a decision that he's communicating to you, it's really on a few of us, right?
Mm-hmm. So there's those people. Then there's the people, and I love this. Like last week, we got rained out, and I got texts from a few different teams. Oh, well, our whole team can't make it this week, blah, blah, blah. And then you talk to other people, and they're like, actually, just like one person couldn't have made it.
Yeah.
Like just one, not like 14. And this isn't any specific team, because there was like 5 of them. But yeah, it was just this one person, but now they're going to make it, so it's fine. So everything worked out anyway, because a lot of these people who magically can't make it, so they're short,
sure.
Somehow when push comes to shove, they just show up. It's the craziest thing.
It is crazy. And this world doesn't live in a vacuum. Like, things happen
outside
of this world that we are unable to
fix. And we don't have
fix.
A dome that we can
yeah,
just, like,
we don't have a dome. We don't have turf fields.
Yeah,
that's Lenny's fault.
Yeah, I mean.
I told him we should stole the old golf dome across the street, but he wouldn't do it.
But I like you said, it doesn't work like that. Like, if it's not safe to play, or if it's going to absolutely ruin everything for next session because all the grass is gone, like, that doesn't help anybody.
Right.
Then you're complaining next session. So
yeah, exactly. No, there's no winning there. Like, I understand that, yeah, we put out a schedule, and that means we should have all our games done by this time, but if you've played in this league for any amount of time, we usually, I mean, we didn't this year, but, like, historically, we have a rainout, and we push things back, unless we can, like, finagle a way to make it work, but... Honestly, like, most of these schedules are cards subject to change.
Exactly right. That's saying it best.
Everything is wrestling.
So everything is wrestling, Joe.
Look at, like, softball. I've played softball here in Buffalo for 6 years.
Yeah.
I can't tell you, like, probably 1 out of 6 years has my playoffs actually been on the scheduled playoffs.
Exactly.
Because of rainouts and everything. It happens. That's what happens.
I get frustrated, but I don't think I would ever purposely schedule a trip for like even the week after just to be safe. But I know that I'm, you know, crazier than the average TSLer, but at the same time, like, come on. Like, you know, most people know these things. Now, some people can't have, people got to work, people got to do things. Like, I get that. That part sucks, and that's a bummer, but that's not like, it's like Topper went to the fields and saw them half underwater and went, who can we fuck over today?
Right.
Nobody. Everybody wanted to go out and play. Of course they did. Like, it is what it is, but.
And we know the TSL is life. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's just co-ed football. So
don't
like,
ever say that on my podcast. Travis is my new loser of the week. but yeah, so don't lie. Because like, I've learned, especially more recently, that people who are just trying to bullshit. Like, first off, I believe the one quote is, you can't bullshit a bullshitter. Like, I've pulled numerous bullshit over the years because of the same reason. So like, I kind of already know what you're doing. And now like, with the way we talk and communicate, which is great on us, like, it comes out where it's just like, oh, this person's just full of shit. You don't have to lie. Like, if you fuck up, you fuck up. I almost think we'd be more willing to, like, help you if you weren't coming up with some crazy story where they're just like, hey, I completely fucked up and forgot to send, you know, tell you about this, or this actually did happen. Like, that's almost, like, more, respectful than, like, ooh, you know, ghost stole my car or something. I'm not saying Daryl's car didn't get stolen, but that's just what my brain popped up with. yeah, so whatever, it's fine. And again, I'm not focusing on anybody singular because there was a lot of it.
There wasn't one person.
There was a ton of it, and it's like, it's comical. So those are my losers of the week. Like, just, you don't have to lie, just tell the truth, it's fine. But there are winners and losers, which brings us, of course, to final thoughts, which used to be what? Oh, well, actually, at the end of the day, because B's brother was indeed here, so we'll throw it back to the old thing we used to call it.
A winner.
He's always a winner.
You know, the league was a winner because he was there this week.
That's true.
We actually didn't talk about B's brother at all, which is, like, Lenny is furious.
We'll do a special podcast just about him later.
The after show about B's brother.
The B's brother hour. Last 5 minutes. Travis, you're allowed to go. You're the left. You are the final thought giver. The first final thought giver.
All right, two final thoughts. My one final thought is, I don't technically agree with one thing you said, but... you were talking about people at the fields giving other people crap. Usually, all of us know each other. We all bust each other's balls. I mean, this league, some of my best friends are in here. My wife's here. Like, we all have a natural same thing that we... A common aspect that we love, right? Competing, playing football, busting balls, drinking at the bar.
Yes.
So, I kind of disagree with that. Like, people coming to the field and, like, watching and, like... That's kind of a part of what this league has been about, you know, in a way. And I didn't see anything from the outside that got super personal. I saw one person taking it personal. But we'll move on from that. Final thought, though. I know we're going to have more information next week. We're not really going to talk about it this week. But just a little teaser. The Sportsplex, the Winter League, it is going to happen. The Sportsplex this year is going to have beer at the bar. And they also just got two new golf simulators upstairs. So, you know, before your game, after your game, it's going to be a great time. I know a lot of people had a great time last year, and that was with COVID, with the bars closing at 10 and everything.
Playing with masks and all that shit.
Yeah, and this year is going to be completely different. You know, I think more back to normal, more beer. Obviously, bars are going to be open later. The golf simulators, I think it's going to be a great time. I know some teams are already forming or talking of forming bonds. So if I were you, if I were you, I would start to get on that bandwagon if you haven't already, because I think spots might fill up pretty quickly if it's anything like last year.
Yeah, I do have a question. I don't know if you even know anything about this, Topper, but now that you're mentioning that the bar is being open,
yes.
How first off, is there a bar like full service type thing, or is it just like? Basically, is this bar going to be able to handle this league? That's basically
I think it's going to be... I think it would be more of a supplement, right? It's not going
to
be...
Because when I used to play there years ago, there was a bar upstairs on the second floor. And that was a bar.
I was told it was only going to be the Sports Shack.
Is Sports Shack the one on the first floor when you walk in?
Yeah. They have beer and stuff there. I don't think they have liquor, though. So, like, I think it would only be...
I don't think it's going to be like a... We sit there for the rest of the night.
Yeah, yes. It's probably, like, after your games are over, you want to digest the game, talk about it for a bit. Maybe certain people can't make it out to the bar, but, yeah, I'll stay for one.
I do feel
like... Exactly, yeah. It's a nice option, yeah.
Because, like,
you're not going to be playing Flip Cup.
Well, no. Yeah, no, it's not like the Angry Buffalo Outback.
No one's going to tell me when I can and can't play Flip Cup.
Now we're specifically playing Flip Cup, and we're going to name the trophy after Topper.
There it is.
Yeah, well, I just asked because, like, they need to have like a bucket thing, because I know that if you play early, there's a really good chance we'll get like a bucket of beer and watch other games and like do the things that we normally
do. So if I remember correctly, now this is like 2 or 3 years ago.
That's fine.
I'm pretty sure I got a bucket there.
Okay.
So I think they have buckets. It's frowned upon to have it on the AstroTurf because of spilling. So technically they want you in like the halls kind of like looking on drinking.
Yeah. I seem to recall it just being like forbidden, but I might just be misremembering that. People were generally told like, look, if you have beers, make sure you're not like still taking them out in the field.
Yes.
Oh yeah, they've got windows right there. You can watch the games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's easy to watch them, yeah.
Yeah, we'll 100%.
All right. Jeff Kroll, on to you for your final thought.
Final thought. Next week there's going to be 6 champions, which means that I think like 18 teams are going home not champions, right?
Correct.
So let's, you know, 3/4 of us are not winning, so let's try to lose gracefully. Don't be screaming at refs. Don't be screaming at your opponents. Like, you know, part of the game is losing. And, you know, only one team per division gets to win. So for everybody else, like, let's just remember why we do this game. It's, you know, it's a social thing. Like, we're here to make friends and have a good time, and you're going to do that. But, you know, not winning a game doesn't mean you have to have a meltdown. So let's just keep everything in perspective and have a good final week of the season.
I love it. Valerie.
Yeah, so next week there's, what do you say, 18 teams?
Oh, 18 teams will lose, 24 teams total.
So math is hard. Oh yeah, so 24 teams. But if you're not on any of those teams, still feel free to stop out. It's always good to see.
There's always a few teams that would come out and just
their last hurrah until next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christina Nelson came out this week. It was good to see her. So I know there's a couple people that usually hang out.
Botch and Diana came out. They didn't play. They had buys.
Yeah.
That's true.
But yeah, so like Jeff was saying, like, it's always a good time.
Are they the new power couple?
No.
Wow. You're looking at the power couple, okay?
Is it me and Joe?
It's me and yes. I was going to say me and Topper. I should have said me and you. I'm so sorry.
Weird. That's all right.
We do have semi-matching shirts.
It's true.
Talk to the Godfather. Sorry, I didn't.
Todd's the Godfather.
But yeah, I mean, like you said, lose with dignity, win with dignity too.
There's lots of dignity flying
just
around.
Lots. Have dignity. Like, be an adult is basically what we're saying.
Be an adult. Get out of here.
Lose with dignity.
Lose with dignity.
Should be a new team somewhere. Come up with that name.
I think that's Topper's, that's Topper's D2 team name next year, if he remembers it.
Oh, boy.
All right, Patrick, your final thought is up.
Let's see. It's been a long season.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's been a long season. It's always a long season.
Last season was longer.
Last season was definitely longer.
That's true. Very, very true.
No, but I mean, we were doing the podcast with the windows open.
Mm-hmm. No,
daylight
closed.
Still out there. Maybe go for a swim afterwards.
That's true.
So,
it's not even that late. Time of year, we've been talking for a minute. No, then I was talking to myself, but I talk into the mic when I do everything now. So,
I don't really have anything to add to this conversation.
What a podcast, guys.
Have you added anything all night?
He bought the pizza.
Why do I come here to do this podcast? I'm just taking all the shit with me. Your pool's closed. I don't need this place anymore.
You don't need this. Dogs jumping on you.
Actually, I love the dogs. That's probably why I come
here. I just want to pick some winners here.
Well, I was going to say, I think Joe should give his last thought, and then maybe we just all go around and pick winners.
I like it.
Sure,
I'm down for it. I don't really care. It's not like it's a two-hour podcast yet. I love all of that. So, my final thought is...
I love the league.
Nah, fuck the league. I just pretty much yelled at the league, so I like to yell at the league. That's what I love yelling at the league. But it's true, I do look forward to it. I look forward to Championship Saturday a lot. Like, it's a bummer that, like, Bowl Club's not playing, but I still get to throw with the girls, which will be really cool. You know, maybe we'll pull out some fucking miracle, but I doubt it. That's just more on me than them. But, yeah. I'm trying to figure out the right way to put it. Because you guys touch on all, like, the main points. Like, don't yell at the refs, don't be dicks. Like, everybody kind of knows what's going on. And, oh, my God, I don't think I have a final thought.
No.
I really don't have one.
So
I couldn't think of
it. You also have nothing to add to this?
I don't have anything to add to that. You're right. I suck.
I told you.
I guess my final thought is just, like, I love doing this podcast. I love coming here on Mondays and, like, talking with new people from the league and old people from the league and doing all this jazz. So I guess my final thought is that, like, if you are a championship winner and you want to come on the podcast to just, like, peacock, which you can do, and it's fine. It's an open invite to anybody. We'll do that. We'll talk about it. I'm sure we'll have a shit ton of stuff to talk about with the games and whatever. So we'll have we'll have ourselves a nice little podcast, a little podcast explosion to end the year. And allegedly, since, you know, never mind, I don't even talk about that part. So that's it. If you want to be on the podcast, find me. It's really easy as that. Let's just pick some winners. Travis, what do you got for me?
D1. I want to go Eyes Downtown. I don't know if that's the right choice.
Did you take a shit while saying that?
Well, Titans has been not very good this year. I think they're having a hangover year. Public Enemy.
How many people are they missing? Did Botch tell you anything?
No, I actually don't know anything. I want to say Osika missing?
No, he's playing. He's playing.
They talked him into playing.
Well, that's he's getting upgrading. His COVID test. I think Public Enemy might get it then.
That's my vote. I'm not voting against Cole. I just can't do it. If this is really goodbye, I'm not betting against it.
Well, they thought it was goodbye last year and they lost.
Right, but because they lost, it wasn't goodbye.
I think it's Eyes Downtown. Okay, D1, Eyes Downtown. D2.
Did you want to let everybody else say their part? Let's just do D1 and then go around that way.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, I just thought he was doing all six.
Oh, and then I was doing all six.
Let's do it this way.
All right, fine. We'll go through D1. I got Eyes Downtown.
All right. I mean, I think that you could make a case for Public Enemy, tight ends, who, by the way, are going to have all their people back, I think.
Good.
Or you know, Eyes Downtown, Public Enemy, or who am I forgetting? Tight ends. No, I'm saying that you can make a case for the big three teams, right? I'll make a case for mine. I'm delusional. Yes. Listen, you know I'm always going to be delusional.
You shouldn't be expecting to win. This is ridiculous. This is asinine.
Isn't it really just obnoxious that I think that I might win a game,
obnoxious.
Right? We should have fights about it. 100%. No, I love that. I love that high energy Travis is here.
Okay.
So you're up, Val.
I'm going to go Public Enemy.
Okay. Any reason why?
No.
Okay, cool.
I don't watch Patrick? Game, so I don't care.
It's Public Enemy.
All right, that was pretty
rude.
Almost universal.
I don't think, well... I
three Public Enemies, a Jeff Kroll Sticky Bandits nod.
Oh, wait, what?
He took Eyes Downtown.
And, yeah, three?
Wait, you're hiding news?
What's the news?
If Bobby doesn't play Public Enemy.
Oh, God. Oh, that's right, because he needed...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to pick... He's not going to pick his flag.
No, he's not
fucking killing Chris Cole.
I don't
know. He's...
He's not going to not. He can't, right?
It seems like a bluff to me, just trying to move the schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
But push comes to shove. He
wanted
both. Sure,
out.
I get
he's
it.
He's going to be a topper.
Yep.
That's
we'll see. All right. I agree, though.
Let's go around to D2. I mean, Travis, you obviously have to just hype up your own team, right?
Do I take A&A?
You take A&A.
Do I expect to win?
You expect to win.
Do I?
Well, you expect to win. You expect to win, and the smart money is also you guys. So it's a little bit of a different situation.
I guess I'm going to go A&A here, guys.
It's A&A for me.
Okay. Yeah, you never bet against yourself.
Tom, what do you got?
What division?
I realize it's easy to lose track. We've gone around a number of times.
Two
we're on the second division.
One. Two comes after one.
A&A.
Okay, I'm taking Top Shot. Top Shot's going to upset you guys, and we're going to never hear the end of it from Blaze.
Sure.
That's what I see coming.
I think that'll be a fun finals, I'll say that.
Oh, I hope.
Fun for us.
I don't think Top Shot's being scared Hillis.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
Hot take.
I like it.
What up,
I like
bulletin board material?
I like
A&A scared Hillis in the final, and A&A comes out on top.
That would be fun. I like both of those matchups. Sorry, XTC. Apparently nobody believes in you.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I forgot what
they're supposed to have Doobie back.
What'd you say? It's
they said they're getting Doobie back.
I believe in XTC, just not Joey.
The fun never ends. D3.
Well, I mean, I think we gotta agree that the Angels are probably out. No offense.
It's hard. Yeah.
Well,
if they're not gonna be,
they're gonna be missing their D1 girls.
It hurts.
I mean, Val could carry them. I mean, never bet against yourself, Val. I mean, if you expect to lose, that's a problem.
didn't let me vote yet.
She didn't go yet. Do I go for the upset fourth and Dong? I mean, Cousins not going to be there, I think they said. Mm-hmm. Yep, Gray Hair Don't Care is going to win.
Okay. It's Frodo for me.
The Angels.
Patrick.
We're in D3.
Who's still left?
D3.
You could take
Gray Hair Angels fourth and Dong or Frodo.
I think Gray Hair's probably been playing the most consistent list, so I'll go with them.
Jeff stole mine. I was going to say Frodo Swaggins too. That's what I'm feeling right now. Yeah, it's nothing against the girls. If you had your old team, I was just going to be tooting the Angels the whole time.
100%. Not having all of them though. I mean, that made it easier for me.
What if they choose to play with the Angels?
Then
I'd be shocked.
I would choose the Angels.
I would be shocked. Yeah. But how if Garrett does pull this out with a broken collarbone playing quarterback?
Some hero ball right
that's
there.
That's what movies are made.
Exactly.
MVP.
That's a story.
MVP.
Yep.
Magic and Mushrooms, the Garrett Beasing story. Anyway.
hold on. Garrett Beezing, when he told me a story about when he went to the hospital for his collarbone that day, and he told the nurse, he goes, if you give me some narcotics, I won't make sexual advancements.
And then he did anyway.
Yeah,
and I did anyway.
And then he blamed it on the narcotics. I love that character. Oh, okay. He's a top 10. He's like a top 3 league character.
Love him. Oh, love him.
Well, you know he is, though.
What?
I'm not going to say it.
No, you got to say it. You can't just lead with that.
See you next Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh,
it was a joke.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's not the first time that day Garrett was probably called that, so don't worry. Moving D4. To D4.
Do I do it?
You do what you want, man.
Do I do it?
Yeah, I think you should do it.
Do I do it?
Yep.
We'll see.
Itches in
all! Oh, there it is. There it is.
I love it.
It's if their quarterback doesn't hold them back, right?
You said it, and I agree.
It's not my words. I'll take Buffalo Vice because having played against Seth last week, I mean, the guy is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's very fair.
They tied earlier.
They tied itches and O's like 46-46 earlier in the season. I think that Vice has it.
I think the Stunts are going to take it.
That's a really good one.
All over the board here.
I want to like flip a...
Falcones? Anyone?
No. I'm rolling a three-sided die if I had one.
Yeah.
Oh, Buffalo Vice, have they won championships?
You would know it's been for like.
Well, they were Buffalo Solar before, right?
Buffalo Solar, they won
AARP
that one year.
Yeah,
because I think they won in D5 and moved up to D4.
Yep, I think so.
And then D4, they were in the championship and lost to the Angels.
I know it's a sick memory. All right, I think I'm gonna go with Buffalo Vice.
Yeah, Buffalo Vice. It's another one. Boy, this one's tough too. So if Vice plays itches and O's, what's the over under for that game? Is it 100 points?
Like, it's gotta be 100.
Like combined? It's gotta be over 100 points. That's that's crazy.
Unless Buffalo Vice is down, Steve tries to get 100 on his own.
That might be fair too. I mean, he could at this point. Like,
they score a lot.
Do you think he thinks he's gonna win?
Yeah, absolutely.
I suspect he does.
Oh, okay.
I think he does.
I'm just surprised.
But he wouldn't say that to the
I'm
other
just
team
surprised
because
people
that would
think
be...
they're going to win the game. That's...
I actually think itches and O's can win this too. I'm going to go with them because their offense is phenomenal.
They're cooking, yeah.
Their offense has been phenomenal, and it's not just to be like whatever. I do think it's going to be a Vice O's final, but I still don't know if Vice is healthy either. So like
Vice,
that,
you know, Vice and Vice O's final, can't play each other because they play each other in the semis.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm high. Anyway. I'm not high, but shit. Yeah, I did math horribly wrong. My bad. Fuck me swimming. So yeah, no, if Itches and O's beats Vice, then whoever wins that game is gonna win the championship for sure. But I'll just stick with Itches and O's because that was my first thought when I said D4, so I'm gonna stick with their girls are so good. Like they're really good. Like I know that Vice has Caitlin and I don't know who the other girls are then, so she can't really do it all.
The other girl's not terrible, but she's not. She's Caitlin.
Not good enough that we actually know who she is, and that's not meant to be a slight. It's just kind of how the league works. So let's roll the D5.
I was talking to Spinelli. He really wants that double dip, Topper. He wants that double dip. He wants He wants that D6, D5.
He wants to win this one.
So I want to go not so sticky. I can't do it. I'm going Spinelli's Plumbing.
Yeah. I feel like I have to just reiterate everything you just said. I really want to go not so sticky. Spinelli's is so good. They're so good.
Their quarterback, I have to give him a shout out because I think I only saw him last year. I don't know if last year was his first session. He throws a very pretty ball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He throws a very pretty ball.
There's something else, man.
They're a team that just looks like they'd be comfortable playing in higher divisions. I think they do just fine. They will, obviously.
We'll find out next season.
Yeah, exactly.
Regardless.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I wanted to pick somebody like else, but I think you got to go with Spinelli's.
It is what it is there.
Yeah.
Patrick? Here we go.
Well, I have to go with Spinelli's as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
No.
Because they just beat you?
Because it's a clean sweep.
Topper needs some plumbing.
No, I'm taking Spinelli's too, but and it, not just for the coolness of everybody taking the same team, but they murdered this league. Like they killed the division. Yeah. I wasn't joking earlier. Spinelli is only losing by 8 to Tox, or winning by 8 against Tox is fucking mind blowing to me because they should have won by 50. You know, it's like what Topper's not that much of a difference maker, right? So
it's a non-factor, really.
But yeah, no, I mean, every time you look at them, they're throwing deep touchdowns, blah, blah, blah. So
I love that.
Yeah, is Topper the difference maker that almost wins you games?
He'll get you in a hole real fast, but he'll dig it right out.
That's right. Yeah. Almost to that comeback win.
Yes. It completely feels like it.
Where then the defense lets him down.
It feels damn near impossible to vote. Like, I can't. in good conscience pick anybody else. No offense, Jeffrey, but Spinelli's on a whole other level. They should be in a higher division. They just should be.
We were thinking before the playoffs started that Spinelli's and Come From Behind would have like this incredible finals because I thought that maybe that was the team that was going to give them. I know, we did ruin that. I'm glad we ruined that.
Come From Behind the 2 seed?
No, actually, they were the 3 because Wasted Potential somehow snuck ahead, yeah. But I thought that Come From Behind was the second best team in the division. I mean, they just
they were ahead of them like all season. Wasted Potential was in second, like all.
Come From Behind, just, I mean, when we played the teams, and maybe we didn't get the best version of either team because we beat Wasted Potential early in the season. But yeah, Come From Behind just slaughtered us so badly. I really thought that was your finals.
All right. D6, let's go.
You want to pick them. You just want to because they've been.
You want to pick a team. Maybe they're going to lose.
You want to go with Lenny's Ladies.
Is Topper quarterbacking?
Oh, man.
I just don't. I think TMA has a mental block where they just cannot get past the mental block.
Sure.
They work themselves up too much for playoffs. They might beat Lenny's Ladies. They might lose to Lenny's Ladies. I don't think they're going to win. I'm going to actually go with the upset. I'm going Blitzkrieg.
I'm going Blitzkrieg also. They played really well lately.
Really
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm going to go TMA. Yeah. I have faith.
Patrick?
I'm going with the kids.
Really?
All right. Okay.
I just feel like you never know what's going to happen with like they, you don't know who's showing up for them.
Yep.
Well,
like,
I think we've already said it. No offense to Joe here.
You're not hurting my
feelings. I actually think you're on a hot streak with these girls. And I think you could pull up the upset against TMA.
Thanks, but I don't know, man. It's me.
Travis Henry's is
going to win.
I mean, I played them twice with the girls.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I know them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have probably the you know better quarterback remaining at that point. So there you go.
All right, that's fair. I get that I'm supposed to pick Lenny's Ladies and stuff, but I routinely never pick myself because I'm not a moron. The smart money. What? I'm not like I get it. Like
I'm happy to be a moron.
No. You can bet on you because you have a legit chance. But I've played against TMA like twice now, and every time it just goes very poorly. They play man, and my girls are not tall. They just are not. So when you have tall Nick and Rob Rumming sticking to these girls, there's just nowhere to put it. And
wait, if they're playing man, you go bunch.
Yeah, I do all that, and then that's when we get cool drops across the middle. Trust me, I've played this game before. So hopefully, like, my team will listen to this and get all fired up. I'm probably not, they'll just be disappointed. But
Katie Swanson needs to give you guys a little pep talk again.
I would love that. That was my favorite part of the weekend. But, no, when it comes out, like, I struggle because I feel like all three of the teams that aren't mine could win. I really do. Like, Blitzkrieg was where I was leaning at first because they have been so good, and they've played TMA close before, of course. So, like, Blitzkrieg's peaking at the right time, and that's really cool. But I don't know. TMA always blows it. It's so hard to vote.
What, 2 weeks ago, TMA played Travis Henry's kids? They lost, like, 56-14, 54-12.
But so I was watching the game with Val. That was when you led Amber into the line, and she almost killed herself.
Yeah, she almost killed herself.
The most amazing clothesline of all time. But Travis Henry's kids, when Topper was playing, when we were playing them with the girls, they were rolling 13 people deep, and like a lot of them were fast and talented. When they were playing these rain games or whatever against TMA, they had like 7 people there, so they didn't have their full squad. So I don't know what they're going to show when or if everybody shows up. So that's kind of like I wonder about it. I'm going to say Travis Henry's kids as well, because number one, it's firing up TMA, because right now somebody listened to it and they put it in their text chat and everybody's like, fuck Joe K, we're going to kill him, we're going to stomp him 6-6-0. Yeah, probably, cool. But I don't know, like, it's really hard to bet against history like that, right? So there's got to be, we had next to zero upsets here, and it's time, like, not every one seed's going to win. So, like, let's see what happens, right?
What if Ferger shows up?
Boom.
Game changer.
Yeah, if Ferger shows up, then I'm definitely taking Travis Henry's kids.
Right.
That's not against Ferger. I think it'll just not.
Is there a Halloween bowling contest that we don't know about this weekend? Or
first off, there's definitely something that we don't know about with bowling. But, no, I don't think he only showed up one time, I'm pretty sure.
Ferger's only been here once this year?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. This is like his off session, right?
He's kind of like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know if he was on their roster.
Is that like sabbatical, or is he coming back, or retirement? Or
I think those are questions for Ferger that he's not around for us to ask. So
We did get to keep Brent, though, so that was good.
That's true. We got him in the divorce.
I love Ferger, but I love Brent.
You don't have to like whisper that. Everybody feels
you're a monster if you don't love Brent. I don't know what to say.
So that's it for our cool little picks, which I thought was nice. It added a nice 20 minutes to this listen. All right, does anybody have any final thoughts after our last conversation? Or are we all good here?
We're all good here.
All right, well, guys, thank you again for listening to the week one playoff edition of the TSL podcast. We will be here next week with some winners. We'll have some champions, some people who have won the race for social COVID football or immortality. Thank you for listening. Guys, thank you for being here. As always, you are the best. We'll fucking see you Saturday, and I think we're playing Rain or Shine, so just get there. All right? See you later, guys. Bye-bye now. Incredible thoughts.
In the pitch black night, yeah. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a beach shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time.
Waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.
Incredible. Incredible.